Hola, Mrs. Embarazes. Welcome to Mess to Badass podcast, where we turn struggles into superpowers and embrace the beautiful chaos that it is life. Here, it's okay to be messy because trust me, messy is where the magic happens. I'm Pam, your host and your fellow hot mess and your biggest cheerleader on this journey to badassery. And I just want to give you a heads up, this podcast is unfiltered, bilingual, and yes, we'll probably drop a few F-bombs along the way. So grab your cafecito or whatever fuels your vibe, get comfy, and get ready to go from mess to badass. In today's topic, we are diving into a phrase that has haunted generations of women in Latin America and beyond. The phrase is, calladita te ves más bonita. Translation, you look prettier when you're quiet. So, on the surface, this might sound like a harmless phrase, like an advice from an abuelita trying to keep the peace, but let's be real. This phrase isn't just a harmless saying. It's a weapon of oppression disguised as a compliment. It's a mantra designed to silence women, teaching us to prioritize being pleasant and pretty over being heard. What the fuck? It conditions us to believe that our value is tied to how quiet we can be, how small we can make ourselves, and how much we can endure without complaint. This mindset is rooted in machismo, a toxic cultural framework that exalts male dominance and expects women to sacrifice their voices, dreams, and dignity to serve others. You guys have no idea how much this concept pisses me off, especially because I have lived it. So let me take you back to where this all began for me, Quito, Ecuador, where I was born and raised. I grew up in a culture steeped in Marianismo, a belief system that idolizes the Virgin Mary's virtues and obedience, self-sacrifice, and silence. I mean, like, seriously? Who does that nowadays? And I understand that that was, like, the mentality back in the day, but it just doesn't work anymore. And it's unreal that people still have that mentality. I do have to add that in my parents' generation, going to college and having a degree was extremely important before getting married and doing the rest. But still, you know, all of that was the formula for a quote unquote perfect life. But let me tell you, perfection is overrated. I mean, when I moved to the US at 16, I thought I left those expectations behind, but guess what? They followed me. Yeah. I mean, what was the point to come in here? The calladita mentality isn't just Latin American issue. It's a global epidemic. Even now, as a grown-ass woman, I still catch myself holding back, biting my tongue to avoid being labeled as difficult or too much. And I know I'm not alone. I mean, there has been times that I want to say something so bad, especially in front of my family, like aunts, uncles, parents. And most of the times I just stay quiet because, one, I don't want to be disrespectful. And then two, because I'm just afraid of the reaction. So definitely what I said before is true. Like, calladita is more related to fear versus looking pretty or respectful. So yeah, this is not fun. It definitely hits me to the core. It pisses me off so much. But why don't we go to the roots of calladita? They run deep. It's just not about family dynamics, and it's about societal control. For centuries, women in Latin America have been expected to endure, to stay silent, and to uphold the image of, quote-unquote, the good woman. This expectation has been reinforced by colonialism, religion, and patriarchal structures. Oh my God, these words are hard. And older generations were told that being silent was a sign of respect. But here's the truth. Silence doesn't show respect. Silence shows fear. And that's what I was trying to say before. It's time that we break this cycle. Staying quiet only serves those who want to maintain control. And as we've seen throughout history, when women find their voices, incredible things happen. like the woman and the mothers of the Plaza de Mayo in Argentina, whatever you want to say, who refused to stay silent about their missing children during the dictatorship. The feminist movements in Mexico that are fighting femicide and advocating for justice. Or even here in America, the Me Too. And then when women gathered together to protest when Trump won and everybody was wearing the pink hats. I mean, women are strong. When we get together, we are unstoppable. And it's absolutely incredible. Women, and these in particular, the ones that I mentioned, remind us that our voices are powerful weapons, and that is something that we definitely need to keep in mind. Even today, machismo and calladita ideals persist. According to the Pew Research Center, 67% of Latinas feel pressure to support their families financially and emotionally. Really? I mean, I have to admit, I am one of those. I do feel like I have to help a little financially now that, you know, I'm married and I'm about to have a kid. But in other countries and in other cultures, women definitely feel mainly like they have to be the support of the family emotionally, or because they are abandoned by their partners and they have to be the head of the family. But anyways, 59% struggle with balancing work expectations, and 43% say their gender significantly affects their daily lives. When you add the pressure to stay quiet, it's no wonder so many of us feel like we're drowning. But here's the thing. We're not here to drown. We are here to rise. Let me say that again. We are here to rise. So, how do we go from calladita to badass? Oh my gosh, today is like hard to talk. Maybe this whole mix of Spanglish or Spanish and English is just confusing me, or just because 20 years later of living here in America and I still can't speak English. Who knows? But here's what I've learned from my personal journey, and I hope that it helps you reclaim your own voices. So number one, speak up, even when it's hard. I know that sometimes it's uncomfortable, and even now, my dad sometimes tries to shush me during family dinners, but here's what I've realized. People who respect you want to hear you. And I think that that's something that I've learned with my husband, to be honest with you. Number two, rewrite the rules. The perfect woman archetype is a lie. You don't have to fit anyone else's definition of success. You are allowed to be messy, loud, and apologetically you. Just be you. Screw what everybody else thinks about you. Just embrace who you are. And with that, number three, embrace the mess. Look, I've been a mess. I'm still a mess. I have been divorced, DUIs, depression, you name it. I've had it all. But every mess taught me something. Messes are where growth happens. And sometimes it takes us a little longer. Sometimes we have to do the same mess over and over. But trust me, eventually you do learn and you grow from it. And number four, respect starts with you. Saying I've had enough isn't disrespectful. It's revolutionary. Respect begins with settling boundaries and demanding the same respect you give others. With this, I want to give you an example. As many of you know, and if you don't, I am pregnant. And when my husband and I made the decision of having an at-home birth, many of our family members were like shocked. They had no idea like why I would do that, especially because I am 38 years old. And one of my uncles actually said, "You are going to kill the baby." And that was just something that devastated me and pissed me off so much, because first, I did not ask you for an opinion. Like, when I ask for your opinion, then you can give it to me. And then second, because, you know, I had enough. We were told that we couldn't have kids. And I don't want to say miracle, but we're going to call her miracle. You know, it's here. I'm 8 months pregnant. Everything has been great so far. I mean, being pregnant is horrific, but, you know, everything has been good. And we are still cleared by my midwife, OBs, doctors, and we have been cleared by everybody, by midwives, OBs, doctors, that we can have an at-home birth. So, like, why people think that they can just give us opinions and, you know, just make us just sound, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but, like, I just had enough. I can tell you that when these conversations kept happening about, like, the whole pregnancy, I had enough and I just freaked out. And I was like, it's my kid. I'm going to do whatever I want. It's my body. And my husband is supporting me. So that's all that matters. Like, nobody else. So make sure to just, like, set boundaries. And if you had enough, then just fucking say it. You know, like, who gives a shit? Especially when it's related to your personal decisions, your body, your life. Like, nobody else needs to give you their opinions unless that you ask for it. So keep that in mind. But, you know, this phrase definitely hits me to the core. And I feel like a lot of Latinas out there, especially if you're like a first generation here in the United States, or you were born in your country in Latin America and then came here, that transition definitely was super difficult because, as you also know, I am considered, or at least I consider myself, the black sheep of the family. Maybe not now that, you know, I calm down and I don't party as much. But definitely, it has been an interesting journey to figure out my voice and myself and boundaries and all that. So just keep in mind that it's important to speak up and break that cycle of the old school mentality and this machismo and marianismo of how women have to just, like, be quote-unquote respectful by staying quiet. Quiet is not respect. Quiet is fear. Quiet is not respecting yourself because you're allowing others to mandate what is it that you want to say, your opinions, your thoughts, your everything. So, yeah, you know, it's a rough one. But anyways, ladies, the phrase calladita te ves más bonita is not just outdated, it's dangerous. It dims our light and teaches us to prioritize others' comfort over our own well-being, but not anymore. We are not allowing it. This is your reminder. This episode is the reminder that you are allowed to be loud, messy, and complicated. You are allowed to take up all the space that you want, and you are allowed to say, calladita, nunca más. Never again. Never again, I'm going to be quiet. So, with that said, here's to embracing the mess, owning our stories, and reclaiming our voices. So, if this episode resonated with you, share with your fellow messy badasses, or just with your friends, with your girlfriends that you think that need to hear this. Don't forget to subscribe. This journey is just getting started. This is episode 2, which is really excited, of season 2. So make sure to stay tuned. Next time, I'm going to start this adulting series that I think it will be super exciting. So make sure to follow, stay in touch through Instagram. Make sure that you follow on Instagram at mess2badass. And I will see you next episode, or you will hear me next episode. Okay? Take care, everybody. Besitos. Bye.